Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on the KNC Mashpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much. I'm over here like offering medicine to people that's unlabeled bottles. Do you want some Advil, Kevin? Yes or no? All right. I gave him all the Advil I could the other day anyway. We are live from Taco Bueno in Bedford, 1528 Brown Trail, and we are happy to be here. Mr. Chris Arnold is by my side as well.
Got you down.
As Kevin is, he's struggling today. Tolo's out there, 877-881-1053. You let us know. What do you think Kevin can do to heal his throat?
He needs some Robitussin.
Yeah, some Tussin. Put some Tussin on it.
Put some purple drink. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's all. Hey, hey, trust me. I think it helps. From the 817, and I think we're okay with this. CA, have you ever Tolo Go? Do you know what Tolo Go means? So Tolo Go is turn what? It on, leave it on, get it on. All right, and so
I heard you guys.
This
talk
is
about that
this
yesterday.
Has been a thing that we've been kind of really, you know, the Tolos are pushing it, not us.
How did the Tolos text in if they're Tolo going?
With their hand in their phone,
or is it auto? You know,
they can voice to text.
Voice text.
Yeah, there's a voice to text that definitely could be ready to roll. So,
do they delete certain words while they're auto? Most texting?
Not always, but right now it is time to turn our attention to our friend and Dallas Stars broadcaster, Emmy Award winner and DuckTales enthusiast, and also laugher of people who swallow flies. It is Brian Ray. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Hey, B.
The conversations that you guys have right before I come on your show every time, and the
every time.
Hard left turn into a brick wall that it takes to get to hockey, it's a talent. I really got to give you guys credit. It's a serious talent. How are we doing today, fellas?
Oh, doing fantastic, yeah. Brian. And you know what? I gotta give you a lot of love too for the talent that you have keeping it all together whenever Seve swallows a fly. You did a wonderful job there. The work you guys do, I really enjoy y'all's post game show and how y'all break it all down, man. It's wonderful stuff.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that, especially with us trying this new format this season. But the fly thing, that has never happened in my career, in Seve's career. That might be the most favorite segment that I've done with him in a long time. Just to watch him nearly croak off his chair. That was one of the funniest things I've ever encountered in my broadcast career.
When the fly
credit
get
to
there.
The fly.
Tell us the story. How the fly just happened to get there.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm not in charge of the bug spraying element of our Stars coverage, but I do know, like, when Bob Stern was filling in and mm-hmm. there was like a random fly that, but like, you know, I don't know, it's a room and every now and then, you know, an insect gets in there. But Seve said the fly was sitting on his computer keyboard and he went to sweep it away the way we all do when a fly lands. And then it magically took a U-turn right in his mouth. and then he said it was there, and it you know what? It wasn't going out, and it wasn't going down. It was fighting for its life, and then that got him choked up. And now I'm sitting here going, how am I supposed to feel when, you know, he basically went Encino Man, right? When Brendan Fraser eats the fly and Pauly Shore goes, meet group. Like, we basically had an Encino Man moment with Brent Severn last night. It was fantastic.
Oh, on the same flash story, I kid you not, the Cowboys' last game, Monday Night Football, Dak sitting in the media room area where he's doing taking questions, and a fly landed on his head. The first question, and I'm looking at this fly on Dak's head, and I'm like, oh, no, 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 Dak's being very serious about this loss, and there's a fly sitting on his head. The fly did not go in his mouth, but it did stay there the entire question and answer and then softly flew away.
Well, I think,
grace.
I think Dak would understand and agree there are way worse ways to get stuck on the SportsCenter not top 10 list.
Right.
So if it's going to be a fly on the head, I would take the fly on the head over some other things that have occurred. I think Dak understands that.
Yes, yes.
Brian, the other night on the post, first off, amazing hair. That's what I was telling my wife. I was like, just look at this hair. It's amazing. But then y'all were talking to Rope, and you asked him kind of, you know, what was different. He said they had everybody did maybe different things while they were there. What did you ever get any more information on some of the other things they did to prepare for the game against Ottawa?
I did not, because they've been in Montreal, and obviously we're working here out of Dallas. But you know what? It just goes to show, it doesn't matter what athletes say when they tell you they don't read about this stuff or they don't notice this stuff. They had not won in Ottawa in 8 years.
Yep.
And a bunch of them changed their routine. I mean, that's as bold Durham of a situation that you could come up with, and it worked. Like, honestly, it worked, so I don't know if you maintain that routine moving forward or if you go back to the way things were, but they clearly had to get some voodoo in Ottawa to get a win out of there. And it looked dicey for a little bit, but they got it done.
Yeah, they were breathing through their eyelids, that's for sure. Now, the Stars power play has a goal in 7 straight games. Do you feel like this is a Gullickson-Neil Graham combo from a coaching perspective?
It's both. So if you look at the Stars power play, and Neil Graham is the one who runs it, like, look at the players from a hockey sense that he gets to play with. Like, he has Johnston, Rantanen, Haskinen, Hintz, Robertson, you know, Sagan gets in there. This, no, Matthew Shane's been injured. So he, first of all, has some pretty remarkable personnel to play with. And then the other thing, and they actually did talk about it on the broadcast last night. So the next time you're watching the Dallas Stars on the power play, if you watch the other team, they call it the diamond, and it's a formation, and it looks exactly like a diamond. The 4 players on the ice on the opposing side, they line up in a diamond formation. And it's something that's been very effective against the Dallas Stars in previous seasons, and it's a trend that's catching on in the NHL, because it essentially takes away what they call the seam pass or a cross-ice pass, you know, one side of the ice to the other. The Stars' power play, if you watch the goal they were able to score against Montreal last night, through puck movement and just some slight shifting of players, you want to get the diamond to move. Just one or two players to shift, in even in the slightest direction. But if the diamond can move or expand just a little bit, that opens up the space in the middle of the ice. And so that's how Wyatt Johnston scored the power play goal. So I think for as good as the personnel has been, there's also been this philosophy of how do we shift and how do we move to get the diamond to break out of its diamond formation. And I'm going some hardcore X's and O's here on you. It's a little new. But, you know, if you're a casual hockey fan, this is just an interesting thing to look at. The next time the Stars are on the power play, see if there's a diamond formation by the other side. And you're trying to essentially open up or get that diamond to shift its shape a little bit. And then that creates a passing lane somewhere to try and create something.
You mentioned breaking the losing streak in Ottawa. Meanwhile, Montreal, it's a whole different story. They win their 4th straight, but they win their 7th straight in that building. They had lost there since 2018. Is there any logical rationale on how the Stars are so dominant in that building, no matter what kind of lineup they bring out?
Last night, no. I was shocked to see that kind of game and that type of result. Yeah. Over the last 4 or 5 years, Montreal's been a bottom half of the league team or a bottom of the barrel team. They were going through a rebuild. So you never want to call it, you know, guaranteed 2 points, but that's a team that's at the lower end. This year's a lot different. Montreal has been blowing teams up offensively, and Seve and I both thought that this was going to be a little bit of a run and gun situation. And even when the Stars went up, you know, 1-0, 2-0, we thought, all right, Montreal's going to have an answer here. And it just never happened. That felt like one of those games that every now and then in any sport, a game gets away from you for no reason. Freak bounce, bad night, awful luck, whatever. And that felt like a game last night where two things happened at the same time. Things got away from Montreal a little bit, while the Dallas Stars seem to find their best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Game of the season, and built it over the course of the first two periods, and it just ran away from Montreal. So I don't have a great explanation from last night. I was as shocked as you guys were to see a result like that. Previous years, it's because Montreal's been a team that's been rebuilding and trying to work their way up. But last night, that surprised me.
Yeah, that was a beatdown, 7-0. And by the way, shout out to Casey DeSmith. What, his first shutout of the season? Can you talk about how he was playing with gold?
first shutout of the season. He had one, and he had two of them last year with the Stars, 13th of his career. And his last couple of starts, he has been phenomenal for Dallas.
Dallas Stars broadcaster Brian Ray joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. He started off slow, but lately Miro has been fantastic. We were discussing yesterday kind of the gravity that he kind of pulls people to, because he is such a capable scorer, but then also he's set the table for other people. Is he able to be as offensively productive right now because of his blue line partner, Essa?
That's a good point. That's probably part of it, because Essa Lindell is such a security blanket. So it probably does give Miro a little more freedom to consider being more aggressive on the offensive end. The biggest thing for me is I just think, you know, you guys mentioned the Stars power play earlier. When you look at all the players that are on that power play, Miro Heiskanen doesn't have to be the guy or the one or two guys that leads it. All he has to be is a distributor. Keep the puck in at the blue line, hand it off to Rantanen or chip it down low to somebody else, and then let the Stars go to work. And when you have a simplified role like that, sometimes it's easier to get points, you know, in a power play situation. And then I think it's very similar at the Stars 5-on-5 play. With some of the personnel they've had, Miro, they're trying to get him to be a little more aggressive. And when I say that, seeing him push further below the face-off dots in the offensive zone. You know, he's so great for the first 75% of the ice and he's so committed to defending, can you get him to add a little more greediness to his game offensively at 5-on-5 and maybe jump up further, you know, below the faceoff dots in the offensive zone? I think he's starting to do that a little bit more. But for me, it really just goes back to, I think offense is almost simpler for him because of the different options Dallas has had and because of how impactful Mikko Rantanen can be with the offense flowing through him. Miro, he just has to be more of a distributor, and he doesn't have to take anything else beyond that into his own hands. And, I mean, it's why he's racking up assist after assist after assist. I mean, all these points are coming on assists. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you know, we were talking about the Cowboys earlier. Sometimes with some of the playmakers that Dak has had in his career, you don't need a 40-yard bomb. Make a 10-yard pass to one of your wide receivers, let him break a tackle, and get the other 30 yards for you. It still counts as a 40-yard pass, you know. So sometimes if you can simplify your offensive role a little bit, it can still lead to points the way it has for Miro. That's really what I think it's been this year.
Did you just say Jason Robertson and Wyatt Johnston could be like George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
I like it.
Listen, as a hockey guy, I know CD. I'm not going to say I know much about George. Okay?
But George is a big play guy, too, and he's young. Just like White Joe.
See, you guys can fill me in on what's going on with the Cowboys, and I can come back to you guys with the hockey stuff. It's a mutual sharing agreement here.
So tell me this real quick. Okay, out of this four-game winning streak, who's been the most consistent? In other words, you know, some guys step up their game or they've found some things and figured some things out. But during this four-game win streak, who's been the guy that's been like, oh, he's been solid the entire way?
Rantanen.
Ah.
If you watch 96 for the Stars as a casual fan, first of all, he's just physically imposing. You look at him, you're like, why does this guy look thicker than everybody else on the ice? Like, it's weird. He's a big dude. Like, he's a huge dude without the pads on. But if you just watch him when he has the puck, he looks like he's in full control of everything that's going on around him in a 6-foot radius. When he's on the rush and has the puck, he could dangle somebody or make some quick little shift, and all of a sudden he's got a scoring opportunity. It may not go in, but every time he's on the ice, it feels like you notice him above every other player. And the puck seems to find him, is the old cliche that we use. He's just one of those guys that the puck is always finding him. And so the points are there consistently. But all these little plays he's making and how the puck consistently finds him, he's been the most consistent forward for the Dallas Stars so far. And I'm saying this as Wyatt Johnston is on like a 95-point pace, which is hilarious to think about. But it's 96, and it should be 96. He's getting paid $12 million a year because of what he can do.
I know what you're saying, though, Brian. I was talking to Kevin after the Ottawa win the other day, and it did have this look that there was some play on the board that Rantanen just shoved a guy off of him. And I was like, that's the physicality that I'm like, look, he was just like, get away. I need to make my own space here. And I think it was about the last minute and 45 when I thought they were going to put one away there and get the win. But I saw that. I see that with Mikko, and it is a joy to watch. Can you explain Robertson's heater that he's on right now? How's that all happening the way it is?
So I've got to give full marks to my partner, Brent Severin, who I think has figured something out. So if you guys ever want to go down a hockey nerd rabbit hole, which I completely don't blame you if you don't want to, it's what I do. The analytic tracking site for the NHL is called NHL Edge, and it's public. It's available to everybody.
Oh, this is going to be trouble for guys like me and Kevin, I promise.
Jason Robertson, in his last 40-goal season, had 19 mid-range goals. That's the label, mid-range. And it's roughly the area from the top of the faceoff circle to the faceoff dot in the offensive zone. That whole area across the ice. Last year, he had 9. Seve and I are starting to wonder, is that the sweet spot for Jason Robertson, just the way he can shoot the puck as quick as he gets it off, the whatever it does in the air that messes with goaltenders, but is that mid-range area that sweet spot for him? And if you look at the goal he scored against Ottawa, it's in that mid-range zone between the faceoff dot and the top of the circle.
Yeah,
if you look at the goals he scored, if you look at the second goal he scored last night after he buried the first one, it's a mid-range goal from the top of the faceoff circle. Is there something in that part of the ice that, for whatever reason, it thrives for what Jason Robertson does with the puck? And that's all of a sudden something that I'm now paying way more attention to moving forward. So I'm wondering if that, if he can start shooting more in that piece of the offensive zone, do we start seeing these pucks go in a lot more for Jason Robertson?
That's fascinating, and I don't know if that's a coach thing or the player person. Like, he's like, oh, man, I got to get back to this. It reminds me of Full House whenever Uncle Jesse realized he could shoot a three from one spot on the court,
Uncle Jesse.
He just kept shooting over and over from that spot.
But also,
C.A., go back to Dirk's career. And Brian, I don't know how much you know about Dirk's career, but he was an elbow guy.
He would get
that corner by the free throw on the elbows,
uh-huh.
and he would just pour it in from there because he loved that space.
God, you're right. So mid-range jumper. You could probably call it the mid-range jumper is the equivalent of Jason Robertson's mid-range goals.
I like that.
If you're looking for some crossover.
Speaking of basketball and hockey, the Stars are back home tomorrow night taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. Dallas versus Philadelphia. Can you give us a preview?
It's the Stars and the Flyers in a hockey game. How does that work for a player? No, you know what? There's a player on Philadelphia named Yeah, you did. It was let's have some fun here, boys. There's a player on Philly named Trevor Zegras who was traded to Philly in the offseason, and he's kind of resurrected his career. He is known for highlight reel goals, and he's a very, very skilled player. So that's the guy to watch on the Philly side. As for the Dallas Stars, I do believe in the proverbial trap game when it comes to hockey. And a lot of times, it's your first game back after a road trip, taking on a team that's maybe a little middle of the road or in the bottom half of the league, and you feel a little too good or a little too comfortable coming home. And so I do have a little trap game concern for the Stars. Having said that, nobody has more comeback wins in the NHL this season than the Stars. So I don't say it with a great deal of urgency or dire feelings, but I do look at the first period of this game tomorrow. Can Dallas start fast, or do they have to find their legs a little bit?
Great stuff, Brian Raid.
Yes, sir.
Down 2-0. You always come back, man. Thank you very much for your time. look forward to catching up with you again soon, man.
We will spray the studio as best we can. We appreciate
it. I was about to say, watch out for flies, man.
All right, there he goes, Brian Ray. You can see him. You can see him on the game against Philadelphia.
Yeah, puck drops to 7.
Plus. Yeah, rocking that thing, doing a fantastic job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.